Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Pine Ridge War Bond campaign is underway, with co-chairman Edwards and Peabody at the helm of the war-saving staff. Their bond rally Saturday night started things off, and now we find the two directors laying plans for the next step in the campaign. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jot 'em Down store and library, talking to Lum.
Sit down for a second, Squire. We want to talk to you.
All right, Lum. I can't stay long, though. I have an insurance prospect waiting for me.
Well, this is a heap more important than that. This is about the big war bond campaign me and Abner are heading up.
Oh, yes.
We're the official co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff. Signed by the Treasury Department.
Yes, I know about that, Lum. Congratulations, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Of course, now, Lum, I'm buying just about all the bonds that I can handle right now.
Well, I wasn't going to ask you to buy none.
No.
Leastways, not right now. I just want to get your advice on something.
Oh, yes. Well, in that case, I am at your command, Lum. I'm willing and eager to lend my assistance in any and every way possible. Yes, indeed. You can count on me, Lum.
Good for you. Now, here's what wait a minute. Abner, come on over here. I'm holding a meeting.
Well, I ain't done putting up these grocery orders yet, Lum.
Well, that can wait. This is government business.
Well, all right.
He's the worst one co-chairman I ever co-chairmaned with. Mr. Morgenthau must have made a mistake when he pointed Abner.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Oh, hello, Abner. Hello.
Just sit down, Abner, and listen. Now, here's what we want to do, Squire.
Yeah.
We want to get up some stunts or something that'll attract a lot of people. Something we can put up right out in the road there in front of the store.
Something like a circus.
Well, no, not a circus, Abner. It's too big to put up out in the road.
Ah, doggy, that would be handy, though. You know what, Lum? Just step right out the front door and you'd be at a circus. Yeah, let's do that, Lum.
No, that's out of the question, Abner.
Well, maybe we could get just a little circus, just about a half a ring circus.
No,
or something.
Just forget that.
Huh?
We ain't got room for nothing like that. All we want's just one good attraction. Have you got any ideas on that, Squire?
Well, let me think now, Lum. It's sort of a surprise to me.
We figured, long as you used to be with a carnival, you might know some act or stunt or something we could get to come to Pine Ridge for a week or so and help us out.
Well, yes, I did spend a few weeks with a carnival at one time, Lum. Purely a psychological study, however. I did it in connection with a course I was taking at Harvard at the time.
Let's see.
Charlie Redfield says you was a con man or something like that. What does that mean, Squire?
Why, con man? Let's see, Abner. I should know what that means. In the vernacular of the carnival, con is short for concert, Abner, yes. You see, I handle the music with the carnival. I'm a great lover of music, yes, indeed. Love music.
Well, how about it, Squire? Do you know anybody we could get?
Well, I should be able to think of somebody, Lum. Let me think.
Of course, we can't pay them no salary.
No salary?
About all we can afford is their room and board and expenses.
Well, you'd be surprised what they'll do for a square meal, Lum. They're all very patriotic, and all my friends be more than glad to donate their services to so worthy a cause, I'm sure.
Good. I'm proud they feel that way.
Yes, let me see now. I was just running a few names through my mind here. A few old associates of mine.
Yeah, run them through there.
Well, there was Asbestos Al, the fire eater.
The what?
The fire eater, Lum. Blows fire out of his mouth and all that, you know. Come to think of it, though, he wouldn't be available at this time.
He wouldn't?
No, he's out on the West Coast, working in an airplane factory. He's doing acetylene torch welding out there.
Well, he's already doing something patriotic, Sam.
Yes.
He ought to be right good at that kind of work.
Did you say he blows fire out of his mouth, Squire?
Yeah.
Well, how's he do that, Long?
Oh, it's just some trick, Abner.
More likely eats a lot of radishes or hot onions and stuff like that.
More likely.
And you see now, there was that Manny Blatt and his talking parrot. A great novelty act, that was, yes.
Novel?
Yes, indeed.
What's novel about that? All parrots talk, don't they?
Well, yes, Lum, but see, these parrots talk with a southern accent. They did mammy songs. Always very popular around Mother's Day. I love that act.
Well, let's get them, Lum. That sounds good to me, singing parrots.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I just remembered. Manny doesn't have his act together anymore.
He don't?
No, it seems it disappeared one meatless Tuesday. Poor Manny. He's quite broke up about it, too. Got a letter from the other day, yes.
Too bad.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Who else can you suggest, Carter?
Well, let's see now. The Marigold Sisters, Gink and Vink, McCloskey and Smith, Pinkham and Praskins, the Flying Potoskies, Aunt Louie and his Canine Quiz Kids. That was a great act, Long. Great act.
Which one is that, Squire?
The Canine Quiz Kids. See, Louie had a bunch of trained dogs such as you've never seen in your whole life, Lum.
Hmm.
The intelligence of those dogs was simply astounding. Unbelievable. One of the greatest acts I've ever witnessed yet. Yes, indeed. Those dogs were trained to do almost anything.
Jenny, that sounds good.
Oh, it was a marvelous act. It's just too bad that we can't get them.
Well, why can't we get them?
Well, the Army has broke the act up, Lum.
Oh, I see. Louie went in the Army, huh?
No, the dogs did. Louis 4F couldn't pass intelligence test. Well, let's see now. Who can we get? I should be able to think of somebody now. Well, I wish we'd get Louis and his dogs.
It ought to be some act where folks are willing to buy a lot of war bonds to get in to see it or something like that.
Yeah, very good idea, Lum. Very good idea.
I'd like to keep them around here for at least a week.
Yes. Wait a minute. I believe I know just a man, Lum. And he's still in business, too. I believe we can get him.
Well, good.
Yes, sir. Neosho the Mystic.
The what's the?
Mystic, Lum. He's a fortune teller and mind reader and all that, you know. He predicts the future. Tell you exactly what's going to happen. Greatest mystic in show business.
Granny, that sounds good.
Oh, he is, without a doubt.
Hey,
we can
set up his tent right out in the road, and folks will have to buy a war bond before they can get their fortunes told.
Why, yes, that's exactly the way to work it. And the more bonds they buy, why, the more Neosho will tell them about their future.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I believe we've hit on it, Squire.
Oh, he's a man. He's a man, Lum, no doubt about it.
Well, there's one thing folks always love to have done to them, get their fortunes told.
All right, doggies, I'm going to get him to tell mine, I know that.
Are you sure we can get him, Squire?
Well, I'm fairly certain, Lum. I'm not for sure, but I got a card from him just the other day. He's staying in a hotel in Florida. I'll write him a letter tonight, Lum, and see if he can come up here.
Grannies, can't you get hold of him quicker than that? We want to get started on this thing.
Oh, well, I could put in a long-distance call. That is, if you don't mind the expense, Lum.
No, we don't care about that. We want to sell bonds. That's all we're interested in.
Yes.
Go ahead and put in a call on our phone here.
Well, I'll see if I can get him, Lum. I'll go ahead. I believe you'll come, Lum.
Tell him to get here as quick as he can.
Yes, I will, Lum. Don't worry about that. I'll get him started at once. I'm sure he can come.
Abner, I want you to start making a lot of big signs advertising this feller.
Big signs?
Yeah, and then we'll get out some handbills and get Cedric to carry him around down.
I'll
make a public announcement. Hello? Party line.
Mammy? M.K. Skimp talking, Mammy. However, now, I put this call on the bill of the Jot 'em Down store at Lum and Abner. Yes. What's that, Mammy? Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
You always got to find out how you feel.
Yes, Lum's fine, too. Listen, Mammy, this is government business, so please hurry it up.
You may as well tell her Abner's fine, too, because she's going to ask you.
I want to place a call to Mr. Sam Neosho. Sam Neosho, the Comet Annex Hotel at Miami, Florida. Comet Annex, yes, that's right. All right, Mimi, rush that through just as fast as possible, please. All right.
Hey, I hope he's still there.
Yeah, Squire, can he sure enough tell what's going to happen in the future?
Of course not, Abner. There's just some trick to that.
No, there isn't now, Lum. Not with Neosho. Neosho is the real thing. He's a true mystic.
Hmm.
He actually has oracular powers. And when he makes a prediction, it always comes true.
Well, I do know.
I tell you, Lom, he's the greatest man we can
get. Oh, I can't wait for him to get here.
Doggies, could he tell me what I'm going to be doing next week or next year, Squire?
Oh, yes, sir. Neo shows no faker, Abner.
Granny, you know what he can do then? When he's telling somebody's fortune, he can tell them what'll happen to them in the future if they don't buy a war bond.
Oh, that would be very simple for him to do, Lom.
Study that up myself.
Could he tell me if it's going to rain next Monday?
Oh, that's elementary work for him, Abner.
Could he tell how little Pearl's going to come out in her examinations at that nursery school?
Oh, yes. Very simple. Very simple, Abner.
Oh, good. I better find that out then. Right, little Pearl. I might save her a lot of work. Can he tell how the next election for president will come out or something like that?
Why, he can predict the outcome of anything, Abner. No matter what
Granny,
it is,
I'm going to get your
it.
Call, Squire.
Oh, yes. It must be. Must
you
be.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Skimp. Oh, all right. Hello? Sam? Mr. Neosho? Well, hello, Sam. This is Squire Skimp. Oh, fine. Listen, Sam, I believe I've got a little job for you. No, just expenses. I'll tell you about it when you get here. It's a good idea. What's that? Just a minute, Lum.
Yeah?
Sam says he'll come if you pay his hotel bill for him.
Pay his hotel bill?
Yes, it seems that he invested a little too heavily in one of his recent predictions. He predicted that Burnt Cork would win the Kentucky Derby.